Economic conditions. About economic conditions, the Holy Prophet, as reported by Huzaifa bin al-Yaman, said that at the time of the promised Messiah, gold and silver would become abundant. The description is true. There is so much gold and silver in the world today that we did not have even one-tenth of it before. Every town is full of people dealing in gold and silver. New and more efficient methods of mining gold and silver have been invented. This has led to an abundance of these precious metals. England alone possesses more gold than was possessed by the whole world in the past. As a result, trade has become very brisk, for trade advances with the help of gold and silver. In the ancient past, the medium of exchange was copper pieces or cowries. Today, cowries have disappeared altogether and even copper pieces are not much used. In England, the smallest coin is a penny. In America, a cent. The greater part of the business in these countries is transacted through gold coins. Among economic practices mentioned by the Holy Prophet is the taking and giving of interest. Hazrat Ali has reported, according to Daylami, that one of the signs of the eve of doomsday is an increase in transactions of interest. The description is true. So universal is the practice of interest today that in the past it was less than a millionth part of what it is now. So inevitable does the institution of interest seem to most people that it is said that trade and commerce cannot go on without it. Commercial banks have multiplied to such an extent that thousands exist even in small countries. Governments give and take interest. Traders give and take interest. Artisans and industrialists do the same. The rich do the same. All classes of all nations practice interest. It seems that everybody has determined to lend on interest to others and to borrow on interest from them. Out of, say, 10 million, a few thousandth worth of trade may be free from interest. The rest involves interest. Muslims were told in their holy book to desist from interest. If they did not, they should فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Beware of war from Allah and His Messenger. But what are Muslims doing today? They practice interest and call it profit. Many among them admit interest to be forbidden, but they still practice it, though with a sense of guilt. Muslim doctors of religion have invented strange definitions of interest and profit and have issued fatwas legalizing the acceptance of bank interest. They have legalized interest in countries ruled by non-Muslims so that even Muslims do not desist from interest. They forget that the law of Islam is the last law for man. They have, in effect, invented a new law. All this shows that the practice of interest has spread enormously. Nobody can now resist it unless it is with the special grace and help of God. Among economic signs of the time of the promised Messiah, an important sign stated by the Holy Prophet is that Christians will constitute the richest classes in the world. All others will count as poor. In Tirmidhi, Nawas bin Saman has reported that the Holy Prophet said that the Dajjal will say to the people, "Accept me and my leadership." Those who refuse will become economic slaves of the Dajjal. Those who accept will become rich and prosperous. The Dajjal will undertake to rain goods upon them from the sky and produce for them from out of the earth. The description is quite true. Christian nations are advancing economically and nations suffering from political subjection are becoming poorer and poorer. During the last 100 years, the change has pushed itself more and more.